So once again, welcome to the Kiki Experience and thank you for listening. Today I'm going to introduce you to my keto journey that I'm incorporating as my lifestyle, not a quick weight loss gimmick. But I must say the weight is coming off nicely. Disclaimer, I am not a certified health trainer and anything I discuss is about my experiences only. Please do not start any type of diets or exercise programs without the consent of your doctor. I am under a doctor's care while I'm trying this new way of eating. And I am very new to this keto journey, so bear with me. Now, with that being said, I am not affiliated with any keto instructors, nor am I promoting this to be the best way to weight loss. I am promoting a healthy lifestyle for my well-being, and I'm just sharing it with my listeners. Okay, so now let's get into it. What is keto? I found this little interesting article on nick.org.cdn.ampproject.org. So I'm going to be reading from that. The keto diet is essentially a high fat diet. Your meals are 70 or 80% fat, about 20% protein, and about 5% carbohydrate. It is not an Atkins high protein diet. The keto diet switches you from burning glucose, which carbs provide, to burning ketones, which fat produces for energy. When you do this, interesting things happen. Your metabolism speeds up, your hunger goes away, your muscle mass increases, your blood pressure and heart disease risk profile improve. Why will eating fat help you burn fat? Biology is smart. Historically, it allowed our bodies to adapt to times of abundance or scarcity by shifting from carbohydrate metabolism to fat metabolism. When we found lots of wild fruit, we'd store the carbs as belly fat. Later, in lean times, we would use the fat as a backup source of fuel. The key is this. Eating fat does not make your insulin go up, as eating carbs or protein does. So the keto diet does not spike your insulin and you don't store fat. Instead, you burn it, creating the ketones that give you an effective and efficient metabolic jolts. So, should you try the keto diet? Here are a few reasons why you might think about doing the keto diet. Type 2 diabetes, which is the reason why I decided to try the keto diet. My diabetes is very well controlled, so I figure when I give it a try, maybe I can get rid of it totally. So, one study found that being on a keto diet for 1 year reversed diabetes for up to 60% of participants. With an average weight loss of 30 pounds, they dramatically reduced or eliminated their need for insulin. I find that eating on keto has not been as costly as I had imagined. I have a local butcher where I purchase meats like lamb, chicken, fish, and lean beef, etc. And they have package deals, which is very easy on my budget. I also have a few places to get fresh produce, which is also great for my budget. Now, as far as snacks go, there are a lot of recipes like on Pinterest websites, and a lot of keto fans offer some on their social media pages. I have actually posted one my sister made for me a couple days ago. They were absolutely yummy. I'll add the recipe to that post today. So check me out at the Kiki Experience _goals_keto. Spelled just like it is on my podcast. Just add _goals_keto. I'll be trying out the keto pancake soon. So stay tuned for that. That's coming soon. Let's see what else. Far as weight loss is concerned, I've been on keto for, I'm actually going on my third week, and so far I've lost 7 pounds. So that's awesome. I have also taken pictures of the scale so everybody can see that I'm absolutely being honest about my weight loss. The one thing I have noticed is that, I feel much healthier. I don't feel hungry. I just noticed that, especially if I stay with a lot of fluids, like, you know, keep myself a lot of fluids. Let's see what else. I still have my tea. I still have coffee. I drink decaf coffee. Let's see what else. And I still use my creamers in my coffee. You're supposed to use heavy cream, but some things I just can't give up right now. I gave up ice cream, dag on it. So let's see what else. I haven't experienced anything which they do say exists. It's the keto flu. I haven't had that, but I have had the symptoms of like a withdrawal, which is the sugar withdrawal. So I've had that, but that went pretty fast because I'm not someone that really like eats a whole lot of carbs anyway, because I'm diabetic. So I'm not someone to eat a whole bunch of sugary things. Let's see what else. I rather enjoy it because it also helps me create recipes. So kind of gets me back into the kitchen instead of, you know, at the store or getting something that's packaged and, you know, things like that. But I really do enjoy it so far. So like I said, I'm new to this, so I'm just kind of letting you guys in on my little keto journey. But I, like I said, I am very pleased with the weight loss. I have, oh yes, very increased energy. So I'm not as tired. A good night's rest. I am getting so much rest, y'all. Like it's a peaceful rest. So that was a number one, because I had insomnia so bad. Let's see what else. Oh, as far as working out, I walk around a lot. I'm not in a gym or anything like that, but I do keep it moving. Let's see. But nothing special. Like no, that's not true. I do like a 15-minute workout. I follow this YouTuber, and she does these like 5-mile workouts and things like that. Well, I'm on a 3-mile walk workout. So I do that twice a day. I do some strength lifting with weights, just a little bit, like 3 pounds, maybe 5 pounds the most. So, and I was already doing that. I've been doing that like months ago. So I was already doing that. So yeah, I mean, I really do enjoy it. It's the best thing for me right at this moment, because I didn't want to be on something that was really depriving me and I felt hungry and cranky, you know, hangry. I didn't want to be on anything like that. And like I said, I find that I'm just incorporating more things into my diet that I didn't even, some things I didn't even know existed. So, you know, like the almond flour, like sunflower seed butter. It's like, I'm like, oh, I didn't know they existed. So, and I'm finding ways to make the pizza, to make, I did mention that, the pancakes, the keto pancakes. I'm loving it. Like, it's things that, chocolate chip cookies, the brownie bites, which I did mention that I have posted on my Instagram page. Listen, guys, I'm enjoying it, and I hope that it really works out for me, and I'm hoping to get rid of these, you know, get rid of this diabetes. I really do want to get rid of that. So, you know, I'm working on it. I'm trying very hard. So, you guys wish me luck. And let's see. So, I thank you guys for listening. That's pretty much about all I really want to discuss right now. And I will mention in my future podcast, like my dinner, like my meals, I'm working on writing them down as recipes so I can also share those as well. And lunch, I do eat lunch too. So yeah. Oh, and I was so excited to find out that Chick-fil-A has a keto menu. I said, there is a God, he will make it happen. Oh, but anyway, yes, Chick-fil-A has a keto menu, and I am not promoting them. They are not, you know, promoting me, I should say. So I just wanted to throw that out there so it's not all lost. So anyway, I thank you guys for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you do come back. You have a wonderful day. Love each other. Stay blessed. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.